from Russia with love.
My name is Ksenia. I work as a civic engagement coordinator at Bard College Berlin. It was my first time in St. Petersburg and at the conference as well. Yes, very exciting experience. I was supposed to be the contact for the Berlin students because the conference was organized by the Smolny department as well as by Bard College in Annandale. I was the connecting part to the students in Berlin. So that was my first time, but of course we usually organize and run the Budapest Student Conference, which is a little different. It's not as academic, so students just present their projects, but this was much more focusing on academics, and that was different for me. I really enjoyed the student contributions in the presentations. And luckily, I could understand both the English and the Russian ones because I speak Russian. But definitely, it was great to hear what research students from Bard College Berlin do, because usually we get to talk a little bit, but usually I don't get their research topics and their topics of their papers. I think the academic conference seemed much more, let's say, serious than the student conferences I experienced in the past, because it was really about the talks and not about the program around it. So people were really concentrating on the academic content. And yeah, the fact that the presentations were in Russian as well as in English, and that was mixed, was very interesting and very unusual for me to hear, because usually we have the English language as the only language, or at least maybe sometimes also German, which is much more familiar to me than Russian. What also struck me actually is that I met so many students who were on exchange here in Berlin before. So they showed up at the conference and they said hi to the students and to me. We met a lot of students from other campuses who specifically I met before at other student conferences, at other events, or on study abroad programs in Berlin. So I thought that was really fun to meet everybody again, because it felt like a reunion of a lot of people again.
Still my tongue-tied young pride would not let my love for you show.
St. Petersburg, I found, was very beautiful because it's old and it's fancy and it's shiny and has all the golden buildings and all the palaces. At least the center really looks like it would consist only of royal palaces, basically. We also went to the Hermitage with the students, so that was a really nice excursion and trip during the event. So the subway in St. Petersburg is supposed to be the deepest in, I'm not sure, in Europe or in the world, because they have to basically go under all the rivers and canals. And so, of course, I went down there and I tried and I stopped the time as well. And I literally was on that escalator for 3 minutes.
Wow.
And you couldn't see the end, so that was really exciting. And once you're down in the subway, they have really beautiful halls and subway stations. Doesn't compare to the Berlin subway. You have all the shiny golden statues and beautiful lights. So that was really, really nice to see. So a couple of students and myself went to the ballet in the Mariinsky Theater, which was a special experience. Again, very shiny, very fancy theater, a lot of gold inside and outside, very rich stage setting with a lot of colors. I guess we all could see as we discussed how much funds went into the setting of the stage as well. Very, very impressive dancing. Since it was my first time in St. Petersburg, I wasn't really sure how traditional it would be, the city or the food, or how European it would be at mixed, so I thought the city was actually pretty mixed and very international. In the Smolny cafeteria, I discovered some what for me are traditional things, and it reminded me of how my grandma would cook and the same things that were served in my family. So that was fun to discover and to be reminded of.
Still my tongue-tied young pride.
Привет! Добро пожаловать в Ленинград! О, не, извиняюсь, в Санкт-Петербург.
I'm Veronica. I'm a second year at BCB. At Smolny, I initially went to give a clowning workshop there, but then I was also invited to do a presentation about clowning.
I'm Danny. I'm a first year at BCB. And I gave a presentation on global citizenship for a class.
I'm Claire. I'm a second year at BCB. I went to Smolny to give a presentation on my paper for Race and Science, which was about race and language. Was it your first time in St. Petersburg, guys?
Yes, it was.
Leningrad.
As Vero pointed out. No, it was really beautiful and...
Yeah, the streets are very big. I was surprised by the... But also it felt kind of empty. Mm. I mean, there weren't so many... Yeah, maybe it was just like the size of the streets. So then it was just so big that you did not really notice people. But still it like felt... You know how in like Europe or like Central Europe you always have cafes and like people chilling outside in the cafes? I did not see so much of it in Petersburg. So that like... That was kind of shocking. Or like unexpected.
At the same time, I did feel the city very alive. I mean, I think we saw music at any corner that we turned to. And I really enjoyed the architecture.
Yeah,
like,
too.
I think there's this strange mix of like European influence, but also Soviet era, and just like trying to place it back to another point in its time.
I think also for me, a particular highlight was that Orthodox church we went into?
Yeah.
Maybe you could describe that a little.
Well, I feel like a lot of churches that you do go to, they're filled with tourists that are just there to kind of see the architecture, but it was really incredible to go when there was a service, and...
Yeah, like see people actually like interacting with it in
the
space.
Yeah.
And also just like the icons and that sort of thing that were there were really...
Yeah, there was something very medieval about it in a sense, to like go outside of the life of the city and into this space where like religiosity was fully there.
Like, what did you enjoy hearing about at the Smolny conference? Like, what sort of talks did you particularly remember?
I really liked the very last lecture about... So it was given by this guy, I don't remember his name, but he was from Oxford, I believe. And he spoke about perspective and vision.
I kind of liked the opening lectures.
Yeah, I did too.
Where... There was like a panel of like a few different professors. I think they were all from Smolny, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like some Smolny professors from representing different departments, and they kind of all discussed sort of the future, I guess, of interdisciplinary studies. It was quite of a range of opinions. I would say like some were very like jaded about where we were going and like what we could provide as like young students or whatever, but some were like much more optimistic. They were all just kind of characters, too, I felt like.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Favorite food moment?
I think it was definitely the Georgian food we ate. One of the nights we went to a Georgian restaurant where we feasted.
We did feast.
I think we spent total, like, what, 3 hours there?
Yes.
Something more. Like that. People were coming and going. It was was delicious.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also kind of funny that our experience with food was Georgian and not Russian.
Yeah, I agree.
But Russian food is good too.
And I think we all made it to the Hermitage, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But individually. It was kind of an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, the my favorite part of Hermitage was the contemporary art part slash impressionism and expressionism. That was like definitely, because also it's in the separate building, so not many tourists go there because not many tourists know about it. So it was also not so crowded. There was no golden Jesus everywhere. So I did enjoy that the most.
Yeah, it's so big. I actually got lost. I was wanting to go to the contemporary art one, and then I got into the place, I got a ticket, and when I saw I was already inside the palace and it wasn't the wrong one. But yeah, I think I stayed there for about 3 hours or four, and it was just a labyrinth, but really beautiful and interesting to go from one era to the other. A lot of Jesus, but also Greek art and Roman, Egyptian. I heard from someone, maybe in this room, that if you spend 30 seconds looking at every artwork, you would spend 7 years and a few months there.
Не, ну раньше были клубы лет 5 назад. Сейчас как бы. Сейчас либо техно,
да.
В основном. Техно.
Техно это мне нравится. Скучно, техно. То же самое всегда. Наверное, здесь лучше. В Берлине так